Skateboard mania takes over.
What? Hi, guys.
Hold on. Margaret Cho's got a very important message. It's an emergency.
What? To you? Please, to you personally?
Please help. No, I got fucking period stains on my $1,000 lambskin leather pants. Mm.
Well, anybody, thanks for listening, everybody.
Anybody
this has been
help?
The after disaster.
Tyler is drunk. We should point that out right up.
I'm coming down from a evening of
drunk.
Imbibement.
It's going to be a tough show for anyone to stomach.
It will be a great show for everyone to enjoy.
I am laughing, wheezing into the microphone, because as soon as I sat down, Tyler, that's too loud. Drunk and
what?
Too loud. I had a flashback of something that happened probably 22 minutes ago, right before my eyes, and like I was too busy to even react to it or process it, but as soon as I sat down in the chair, I processed it. Dr. Drew.
Yeah, what about him?
Talking to Mike about their live show. Did you hear the idea?
He said, we got to have Petey and Anderson on.
No, he did not say that.
Oh,
he's
what?
Like, Mike, that's a thing we could do. Oh, we could do a sing-off.
That's true. He did
we
actually
could
say
do
that.
A sing-off.
I didn't.
And by we, he meant you and he meant him and Mike.
Okay, you quiet your mic.
In my headset, you're off. Way louder than
me. Yeah, you're louder
that's
than
because
everyone.
I'm at plus 20 dBs.
Okay, that makes sense.
This is going to be a lot of regrets.
We figured out the cause.
A lot of regrets for Ty tomorrow.
Oh my God! I didn't process that 1%.
Sing off!
I did not process that one. He's insane.
We have to call him.
Turn Mike up a little bit. Yeah, we got to call Drew. He'll be home in about 2 minutes. I want to keep him in his driveway so his wife thinks he's having an affair.
That's a weird malicious.
So we'll
intent.
Pick up right where we left off because I've had regret all week long about my little whiny bitch.
So have I.
But I was the one who actually First of all, I should say, welcome to the After Disaster, everybody. I'm Anderson. There is Mike over there joining in my regret, even though it's not his regret to have. And there's Ty drunkenly playing sound effects.
You're drunk, Tyler?
Drunk.
I had a team bonding event tonight.
I don't know what that
at a private Japanese karaoke club where you get your own special room. And you can
apparently
bring
your own bottle of booze.
You can bring in as much booze and
Are
food
you
as you want.
Why was it team?
It
why
was
were there
fantastic.
There?
How can you not tell he's drunk?
Why were the teens there?
No, team. Not team. I wasn't doing teen bonding.
I thought you said I had a teen bonding thing. I thought it might be a softball team.
Were there teens?
That your
there?
Wife coaches and
Let's
you
get off of what
and a bunch of teen girls were getting drunk in your private room.
No.
Tyler would not do that, A. And B, if he ever did that, he would not publicize.
Would not tell you.
Yeah, no. You would.
All right.
Yeah. Keep the teen sensation activities to myself.
Lots of regret about my whiny, bitchy behavior. In fact, the same night that we did the show, I actually had an epiphany, and it occurred to me. And it's blatantly obvious, too. But I sent Mike a text later that night, Corona.
Oh, thanks for including me.
Saying, I feel bad about all that shit talk with Drew, because you know what? Without Drew, without Loveline, there is no After Disaster, so what the fuck? I need to settle down. I just don't like how Drew is aloof.
Well, let's talk to him about it.
I had mixed feelings on every issue. I felt like I was betraying you guys. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was shunning Mike Catherwood. I felt like
your concern was Mike Catherwood, not us.
Well, he's the host of the show, and it's like all of a sudden I'm going to go, hey, it's me and Dr. Drew now doing a live show. You know,
bah, 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 bah.
And I called Dr. Drew today I was putting tickets on sale for it, and I called him to confirm the ticket price and the percentage we were going to get. Mm-hmm. And he goes, don't do that yet. And I honestly, for a moment, thought either his manager got to him and said,
no, his manager wants to do it. And his manager has actually had the audacity to call me on during my free time, in the middle of the day, to talk to me about logistics of getting you and Drew up on a stage
Wait,
together.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this happened
that
probably
is
3 or 4 months ago.
Terribly upsetting.
I'm like, yeah, all right, Howard.
Well, I was very stressed out about the show, and I've been sitting there like making notes as to what I can bring to the table.
Take down the things.
And I'm glad we canceled it, but I need to ask you guys something else now that's just as uncomfortable as last week.
Can you do a
well, should we call Drew first?
Since
or?
You don't want to do the New Year's Eve show, I was thinking maybe I'll do my podcast New Year's Eve.
All right, we're not going to be the show that just talks about possibilities of shows.
No,
okay?
I'm asking you.
All right, here's the final thing.
After Disaster where we talk about
through.
If Mike is doing a show or not.
If I do a Miscellaneous Adventures New Year's Eve show for like $20.
We'll talk about that after Drew, okay? That has nothing to do with Drew. It's going to get uncomfortable because
you get a t-shirt with that $20.
I'm going to force myself to ask a question.
Canon. 6, 2.
Oh, you know!
No!
Oh! All right. Here,
Drew.
Okay, let me just announce my New Year's Eve show right now. It's going to be like $20. We're probably going to get 30 people in there. It's going to be very, very cozy.
No,
very
Drew,
intimate.
Michael, stop. It's a full
bar.
Mike, stop.
Upstairs.
You're going to make $30.
You're going to do a New Year's Eve show.
Yeah.
With a bunch of drunken listeners. And you.
Like 30 of them. It's going to be a New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm.
Get a t-shirt.
Can you turn up the phone, Sarah Drunky?
Thank you. 3, 7.
Oh, Jesus, Drew. Drew's a failure on all accounts.
He can't be home by now. No way.
Oh, he can't answer the phone.
Maybe
he knows we're calling. He was like, I gotta talk to you guys on the show.
All week long. Is all he...
so we're like, guys... Drew, we gotta skate first, so we'll call you on the drive home.
Exactly.
Which is true.
Exactly what happened.
You know what? That's more insane than him wanting to sing opera with
it
me.
It really is.
That is more insane. We could have easily started the show 20 minutes ago and just sat down and whatever he wants to get off his chest. But instead, we sat in the parking lot and skateboarded for 15
You act
minutes.
Like that's a bad thing.
No, I'm not saying it's bad at all. I'm saying that was just ballsy
that's
on our part.
I did some sweet ollies. I smoked a cigarette.
Dr. Drew, you settle down. We're not going to play by your rules, man. We're going to go out and skate, do what we want to do.
That was pretty good.
Hey, bro, you want to be on the show? We're skating.
He was angry. Like, he rolled around and he came roaring
back
up.
He came back.
I thought it was messed up that he ollied on my board and then broke it and ran away.
That's not what happened.
That was rude.
He did jump on Tyler's board, though, and he went about 4 feet.
I thought about trying to skateboard.
He did. He skated Mongo.
Did he really?
Yeah.
When he was pulling back up because he came in kind of briskly, I thought about, like, rolling my skateboard under the front tire of his Porsche.
Tyler.
Guys, I think we should make a commitment to all skate Mongo.
Tyler. Up. I'm trying to use
Mongo.
Terms.
It's true.
All right.
Not from Blazing Saddles.
Turn it back up. I want to get this over with so we can move on with the show.
I'm busy.
This is the business set.
I'm driving.
What are we calling him about?
About all the shit we talked about.
About the opera thing?
All week long, he's been like, you got to call the After Zester people off. It's Twitter. My Twitter is blowing up.
People said some mean tweets.
How do
I see him?
How do I see him?
Do you follow the After Zester on Twitter, Mike?
Yeah, but I don't.
Do you follow Dr. Drew?
I don't.
What is Twitter? Oh, Jesus Christ!
Jesus
Drew.
Christ, Mike. Drew.
I don't look at it. Is the only problem. But can I just punch in something?
Are you mad at me that you can't see tweets that you don't look at?
Is that
what you just said?
Let's move on.
Move on.
Everything because you know Drew's the one who demanded. Mm. I was actually the only reason why I wanted it to happen because I wanted.
He's
to
probably talking
to
Howard right now.
Wanted to get in that uncomfortable territory. Which
I know.
Will
let's do it.
You know when there's that thing where like a couple breaks up and she's telling all her friends and everyone, yeah, you know, I broke up with him because it was just, you know, the relationship. And then he's telling all his friends, yeah, you know, I just had to break up with her. But someone's lying.
I had to dump that bitch.
That's the territory. That's the territory
we
were going to get
is
into.
Is the After Zester that
Tyler,
bitch?
I'm going to need you to pipe it.
I'm going to talk a lot.
Downward direction.
I'm going to pull you down.
God damn. I should have.
It's everyone tries to keep their composure and their dignity.
We're going to go into that. We're not recording?
I'm kidding.
let's go into it now.
I push record.
Drew can call us.
No, and he needs to be in the room. I need to have the couple together when I drop the bomb.
Oh, you mean him and his wife together?
Oh, my God. So let's move on with the program, all right? Let's get off the Drew Schneid. Let's talk
about
shit. The Drew Schneid. The Schneid.
Schneid. Remember Schneikes? Remember when that was a thing?
Remember Schneider from One Day at a Time?
Yes.
Remember Rob Schneider?
Yeah.
You want to hear something really
crazy? Schneider Optics?
I do.
All right, I got shit on my phone, guys.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, we're in business this week. Anderson has things on his phone. People did not like last week's episode.
Sure, they don't like this week's episode of my podcast since I threw away two-hour episodes. And
I got an email today.
A 12-minute
I got an
episode.
Email today saying, is Mike okay? He hasn't tweeted in a couple days and hasn't posted a podcast.
Who is that from?
Someone named Rebecca.
All right. Thanks, Rebecca, for
I told him he
bringing
was
the show to
and
a
she could send,
screeching
send her gifts to the podcast.
Oh, here's a fun little story.
Hey, you know what? You know why the show was bad last week? We didn't get a gift.
I didn't think it was bad.
Did we get a gift this week? Hmm.
All right, so I come in tonight. There's a big parcel, right?
What?
Big parcel. I think the remnants are behind you.
Wait, what remnants?
Tyler. And I just assume. I'm to the point now where I'm like, all right, let's see what the
here
actual
we go.
Answer
here
got.
We go. Good show.
It says to Loveline. I'm like, well, that's not a great
not
sign,
us.
But a lot of time, you know, like it'll say.
Why didn't you accidentally
it
open
not
it like
this.
It's ours?
Right after Loveline, it says, Mike Catherwood, Dr. Drew. And I was confused, and it was handwritten, too. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So Drew, of course, comes in like a sea otter going after a clam. He just immediately mm-hmm. just cracks open whatever, even
on
if my name's on it. Yeah.
That's descriptive.
He tore it open, and I was so pleased to see what the contents were. You're holding it right there. Two of them.
You know what's funny is I was about to hold it up, and I felt like I had to turn my mic on to show it as if that would mean anything. But here you go.
It's time. The Bruce Buffer book. Bruce Buffer was a guest on the program a couple weeks ago, and he's like, oh, you guys want to read my book? You're not just saying that? I'll send you a couple copies.
Is that the same Bruce Buffer that was going to sue Loveline?
Oh, that's right.
No, that was that was Michael Buffer.
That was Mike Buffer, actually.
Wait, what?
Michael Buffer.
Oh,
dad.
You're
not his
right.
Dad, it's his brother.
That's weird. Those two guys have the like stranglehold on the entire announcing.
Stranger than this, they both did. He was on the rise. Bruce Buffer didn't know that Michael Buffer was his brother. They found out like later. Because they had like they were
that
strange.
Cannot
that
be
cannot
true.
Read the book.
Yeah. That cannot
read the book.
Wait
true.
A minute, you started a specialty boutique vodka company also?
It's in the jeans.
Mm-hmm. That just can't be true.
So is that petty of me to
wait?
Very Tom.
Are you serious?
What?
Michael
what
Buffer
part?
And Bruce Buffer didn't know each other were brothers.
I think I heard him talking about that on the show.
That
I was kind
cannot
of
be true.
All right,
and that is such a specialty aspect. Job that nobody can get their foot in the
that
door
for. That should
be
front page news on every. Yeah. That should be on blimps.
It should be number 130.
You know what?
Story.
Let's put this to rest as well. Tyler, I'm going to need you to spend the rest of the show leafing through the book and finding that part.
Hey, do you know Eli Manning and Peyton Manning didn't know,
no idea.
Didn't know they were
they no
brothers
right.
until their dad threw a party for Peyton?
Guys, I think I'm right.
And accidentally invited.
That cannot be true.
I'm pretty sure I heard it.
That can. Oh, I announced, and there's another 70%. Guy named Buffer. I wonder if we're related. And then he went on Ancestry.com, and he followed his family all the way back.
39-9.
He's like, and now I've discovered that in this corner and in this corner, we're related.
Because our parents were both in the same corner for one night.
It's right. Such a weird coincidence. Possibly, maybe the hardest job to get into in
someone
sports.
Else.
I want to be a professional coach, a coach in the NBA. Well, you got a 1 in 30 chance. I want to be an announcer at a fighting event. Yeah, there's like two of those guys.
And I'm related the to world. The other one.
I don't know how many NBA teams there are.
For those
eight.
Of you listening, not eight.
Six.
For those of you listening.
I think there's four and the other ones are.
I think it's Celtics and Lakers.
Women's NBA.
Christ, this is a tough show. Guys, it'll get better. I promise.
It right? won't. You should turn off now.
Don't make if you want
to. Welcome to Serial, everybody.
Christ almighty.
What?
What are we going to do about this guy over here? Mike, we can't get through the show like this.
I got a meeting for you tomorrow at noon on Moorpark.
If we get to the program, we're all going to know what the G&G spot stands for. I actually had I learned okay. today.
It's a name, right? It's someone's name.
What's right, not
I heard it on this. I heard it on Loveline a long time
I
ago.
I had a.
Apparently, you weren't paying attention that night.
I don't pay attention. I had a dad memory, a very traumatic one that I forgot all about for a long time.
Is this going to answer questions?
A dad no. memory.
A memory of my father saying something awful to me. Did you know that he
sign
called
me
my sister,
up?
He called my sister Ashley a slut whore bitch from hell from the time she was about 7 till.
I gotta tell you right now. When you say that, the from hell part makes me think he was joking.
Yeah, he thought it was funny, but she didn't because yeah. she was like a 7-year-old.
Well,
girl.
When you're
if
seven,
you
that's
seven
like the
daughter,
worst
slut,
combination of words.
And left it at slut, that would be damaging. But if you went, you're a slut bitch from hell.
I was
porcupine.
Like talking about an ex-girlfriend of mine. He picked it up, thought it was hilarious, turned around, used it on a 7-year-old daughter.
Well, I mean, in his yeah. defense, he's a psychiatrist. So he has no idea what that would do to a no. young
yeah.
psyche.
Yeah,
psychologist.
He just
psychologist.
Mm. Does that mean he can give drugs?
Does mean he cannot.
No. Oh,
does mean he cannot.
That's weird to me.
Yes. No, it's not weird at all that a guy that calls his 7-year-old daughter a bitch whore
slut
no,
point.
Slut
whore
cannot
point.
Give drugs.
Slut whore bitch from hell.
Slut whore bitch.
So he would do lots of horrible things. Whatever you know, my dad was always in it for the comedy, which we share that. You know, even if it meant
I don't
traumatizing.
Want
slut
I don't
bitch.
Obviously,
that's weird.
That's Peter.
Obviously,
slut bitch.
Peter your dad.
Your dad has irreparably damaged you.
Oh, all of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
But most parents have.
Yeah, I totally.
And
agree.
I'm not. And I'm not blaming anything.
Totally agree.
I'm not blaming any of my shortcomings.
Nope. I
maybe
well,
I should.
You're not blaming him, which makes you the better man, even though you.
No, I don't want to be a victim.
He is to blame.
At least he sure. probably would have told you if you had a brother yeah. that also produced radio shows.
Okay. All right. I don't produce radio shows. I produce gold.
Sorry.
I can't
engineer
believe.
Radio
wait
shows.
A minute.
Okay. So. I had this distinct memory the other day of, and this is funny, because I was a fat little kid.
Oh, no.
But he said it in front of my siblings, and I was probably around 9, 10. They didn't forget it. They brought it up for years to come. They thought it was hilarious. When my dad told me that when I grow up, I should be a supermarket, because I'll always be filled with food, and it'll make me very happy.
It's kind of sweet.
Kind of funny. But it was traumatizing.
I might cry. Terribly rude.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible.
You should be a supermarket when you grow up, Andy.
Mm, wow.
That's awful.
Mike can work in you and buy his first truck.
Wait, what?
Good callback.
I don't know what that... What?
Wow, well, at least I know about my co-host.
I worked in the grocery store.
Yes,
let's call Drew again.
Okay. All right.
That makes me very sad because we had a family blowout on Sunday night and I said some horrible things. And and even worse than that is I was so filled with anger towards other members of my family that my brain just locked up and I had nothing smart to say. And it was an argument about being stupid and I just froze. And then my 12-year-old nephew got in my face and started throwing some shit at me.
What? How does he do that from such close range?
He was in your face? I jokingly... I don't want to tell this fucking story.
We're not that show.
Where are you? You got in a fist fight with your 12-year-old?
No,
but it was got.
I made a very ignorant, facetious comment.
Do you have a beef now with your own family?
Half joking, and then I wrapped it up with everybody knows stupid people live in the middle of the country, and all the smart people move to the coast, and everybody just exploded. And it
everybody who lives
family
on
dinner
the coast
turned for it's not coming back now. And then my 12-year-old nephew, who happens to be like in a special.
Mike doesn't believe that for all those you listening in the middle of the country, especially the bubble.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
If you're in the middle of the country and you listen to the show, you're clearly not the typical middle of the country
person. But he started telling me about this. He goes, well, the school he goes to is some special fucking school. And
where they don't have grades.
And he brings up
their uniform is a jacket that ties them behind the back.
Most of my friends that go to whatever school he goes to have genius IQs and they're from the Midwest, so you don't know what you're talking about. And then I went, no one gives up.
Is this your nephew?
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I screamed in his face. I said, no one cares about your IQ. Wow. And he goes, well, the fact is. And I went, no one cares. And he goes, fact is. I go, nobody cares about your IQ. No one cares. Nobody cares what your IQ is. And I go, another thing is, no one likes. I literally said, no one likes a fucking know-it-all. And then tears welled up in his eyes. Uh-huh. And then everyone screamed at me like, Mike,
Uncle
where was
it? The
11.
Year.
They're all right there. They're like, he's 11. Stop yelling at him.
He's 12. You're lying
and
to me.
I was screaming. He turned 12 that day. It was his birthday.
Oh, it was his birthday.
Oh, my
That's a good
God.
Birthday gift. Before he turns teen, he needs to know that he's a little prick and he shouldn't be acting that way.
First of all, happy birthday. Second of all, no one cares what you think.
But the best part about it, the worst part for me was my younger brother who's been a drug addict a lot of his life.
All right, I don't know if you should be airing this.
Well, okay,
but you know how drug addicts are.
Yes.
So when I say this, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Your fault, not mine.
His attitude now is, here comes the wise old sage going to correct everybody's grammar and stuff. Yeah. But that's what he does. You know, like, Mike, you're wrong.
Sock
it's not
puppets.
Stupid. It's ignorant is the word you meant to use. And he comes in and you know, and I just froze. I had nothing to say. I froze and
you're
I drove
furious.
Home filled with fury.
Vitriol,
mm-hmm. anger, mm-hmm. they all mix together.
Yeah,
make the same thing.
Nice little cocktail.
Hey, and then I realized that was so dumb of me to explode on a 12-year-old over a joke, and it was so stupid.
What was the joke?
We were both.
You guys
joking.
Were going back and forth, and then you fucked around with the middle of the country, and that caused.
And then he did a joke at my expense.
Obviously, he has a crush on a girl from. I always go to Nebraska, but I get in trouble for that. So he has a crush on a girl from Kansas.
IQ. The first thing he said to me, which was funny, was Mike. Most of my friends are genius. It was a slam against me.
Okay.
He goes, I know what he said. Most of my friends are from the Midwest, and they're all smarter than you. So that got a huge laugh.
Right.
I get that one. But mm-hmm. then it was when he started going, you know, my friends with an IQ of blah, 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 and I just went.
So it was all like fun and everything's cool.
And
to
I decided.
You snapped.
I'm going to start snapping.
You're the one who snapped.
Yeah, and I feel terrible about it.
Unless he was joking. But it sounds, the way you told me just now, he sounds like a
prick. I agree with you. But it's not my place.
Right. Well, is it drug at his dad's place?
No, it's different dad.
Oh.
This is my brother Joey. He's great. Mm-hmm. And they have two kids that are
fantastic.
What
was he doing? Not that great a dad if he's just sitting there letting his
every adult jump in. And then my dad went, get the hell out of my house and walked out of the room. And then I wrapped it up and left. And I went over to my nephew and I gave him a hug. And I went, I'm really sorry for snapping. He goes, that's all right. And then it broke my heart completely because I left.
Does he listen to the show?
No, but I left and came back because it was eating away at me so much and to talk to him again. And I went, I'm really sorry. That was out of line. I shouldn't have screamed. And he's like, no, Mike, it's okay. And he goes, maybe next weekend we can go camping or something.
Oh,
I
was Jesus. Like, oh,
so he God. Wants to go straight to rape.
Just jamming. He's just making me feel like a worse uncle because he knows I'm not going to camp. What a fucking smart ass know-it-all.
He
like
should have said.
No, here's the best part of the night, and I'm sorry to take over the story.
No, what my main concern is we're going to have like a 10-minute show when you call Tyler tomorrow and tell him to cut all this out.
Here's my main. Here's the best part of the night that happened. So my mom is not invited to family dinners very often.
Every Sunday.
I haven't seen her for probably 4 months.
Right. We've never been invited.
And she lives less than two blocks away.
Not true. We've been invited. He said anytime we want.
So she was invited because it was a birthday. Uh-huh. Now, we all blatantly ignore her when she starts talking because she's crazy and she's mean. Mm-hmm. And we just ignore what she says and stuff.
Ever tell you that you should be a supermarket when you grow up?
Not even close to that.
Okay.
She did hit us with baseball bats, though.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She the little ones that you get, like, baseball bat night? Or?
Like a little slugger?
She hit us with everything.
Oh, yeah?
She told me she was going to kill me in my sleep one night. You know what? I'm not going to get into this.
No, don't do that.
I'm not going to get into this.
With what, though? Did she have description?
She goes, I'm going to kill you in your sleep. And I took a 2x4 and took those giant bolts and drill and closed my door with a big 2x4.
I don't have a window. How do I get out?
And about 1 in the morning, my door handle came flying off because she sledgehammered it in. So
there's that. Sounds a lot like my childhood.
Yeah, there's that. So I'm driving her home, and this whole thing went down, and I'm shaking. Like, my adrenaline's going.
Yeah.
And I'm taking her home, and she goes, I just want you to know that when you were a kid, you had a genius IQ. And I went, I don't want to hear that. She goes, I just want you to know, when you were a kid, you were tested.
Well, that means you still have it.
No, listen.
Yeah, it's not like
it
goes away.
No, of course, I don't have that. It's fucking bullshit. That test is bullshit. But she goes, I just want you to know, I went, Mom, I don't want to hear it. And she goes, I'm going to tell you. And I went, I don't want to hear it. I don't believe it.
We're all going
to
hear
care.
It now.
I don't want to hear what you have to say. And she goes, well, I'm telling you anyway.
Uh-huh.
And I went, no, you're not. And she goes, when you were a kid, and I went, don't keep telling me. I don't want to hear it.
Right.
And then I went, God damn, you're the most fucking narcissistic person I've ever met in my life. And she goes, you're just an idiot. And slams the door and walked away.
What? You didn't get the number?
No, she was telling me how smart I am the whole drive home and then told me how stupid I am and slammed the door and
you're
left.
You're an idiot. You didn't get
her a narcissist.
You didn't get a number.
No, I know what she said. She goes, an idiot like you doesn't even know what that means. And slammed the door and left. And I was like, well, that's a good ending.
Uh-huh.
What if Mike's
okay? I wish I wouldn't have vented about all this stuff. You don't have to delete it though, or anything.
Are you sure?
I'll delete your nephew's name.
Okay, thank you. Did you make a note of where it was?
No, but I'll find it.
No, you won't. You're too drunk to find your own.
Oh, by the time this show is over, I'll be stone sober, brah.
I want to go drink in a room with teens.
Me too.
Teen building.
Me too.
Teens.
Me too.
God
Me
damn
too.
It.
You know what you should have done?
I'm into this teen building drinking party.
Teen building.
In a room where you can bring your own booze. I'll almost fall off the wagon for that.
You know,
I'll bring the booze.
Should have done to your nephew.
You have to sing karaoke.
When he was talking about how he's got such a high IQ and they're all IQ.
He was more talking about the people that are from the Midwest that he goes to school with.
You should have just looked.
You should have said, well, clearly they moved to the West Coast, so I'm correct.
Oh, you know, that's a good point.
I told you my brain stalled.
Yeah.
That was one of my biggest
Mike.
Problems.
I was thinking more.
He texted us. I need to come back to my 12-year-old nephew.
Freezes, everyone just stops.
I was so infuriated by my brother who's trying to act like he's the wise old man there. I was so angry by that, like by the fact that it took us years and years and years to even be able to sit and have a civil dinner without having a blowout every single time.
Yeah, but he's got ground to make up, and he's trying to
do his part.
I
get it. I get it. And he's a good dad, and he's a good guy, you know, and I get it. I get it.
Okay.
But I don't need some stinking Carano telling me how smart they are.
Stinking Carano!
Because I know how smart we are, and we're not that smart.
Well, apparently you were a genius when you were a kid.
Well, my mom's
You
also,
said your last name
mom,
like it's a slur.
My mom is also a pathological liar.
Uh-huh. You goddamn Carano.
Yeah.
All right, let's get off your mom. Let's get off your
All right, done.
Get off nephew. Your mom.
Yeah. You should have said to any of those geniuses from the middle of the country that any of them sell out the improv.
Thought about
and
that.
And then just walk out.
Hell
you
yeah.
That's my only
that.
Fucking thing.
Oh, this is funny. I got enraged with you because I was on your Twitter for whatever reason. I forget why, but something sent me over and I was on your Twitter.
Oh, no. I know where this is going.
Not enraged, but I was super annoyed.
Why?
This is good. This is funny. Hold on. Watch. So I look and I'm seeing what, your little description is at the top. I haven't seen how many followers you have. I haven't been on Twitter because what is tweet? And I don't have time. I don't have time for it. So, I see it, and like it's Miscellaneous Adventures, Mike Carano, 5 minutes with Mike, nothing about the After Disaster. And I'm annoyed, right?
So
I take a picture.
Right.
No, I am right, for sure. You don't have to double check it. That's insulting.
I believe you. I'm just looking at it.
So I take a picture, send it to Tyler. I'm like, look at what. Look.
See anything missing?
Anything missing from this picture? And then Tyler tweets back, texts back, and says, yeah, it's not on mine either. And I'm like, oh no. I don't think it's all mine. It's not on any of ours. And I'm all angry and annoyed.
I'm not trying to have people that might hire me see that I do a podcast and then listen to this and be like, never mind.
I'm not trying to do that.
That's a good point.
It's not mine.
That's a good point. That's fucking hilarious, though.
I was like annoyed with you at first.
He was selling you out, and I was like, nah, bro. I don't
have it either. Okay, make no mistake about it. I love doing this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love you guys.
I feel a big butt coming.
No, I love you guys. But I...
Oh, there it is. What do you mean, no?
But,
right there.
No, I was going to say...
But
I'm ashamed of everything we do.
No, I was going to say... I don't want to say the B word.
But...
I
however. You should say however.
I do want to point out this. That when I saw your skateboard and you put an After Zest sticker on, I was like, wow, you put a sticker for the show we do on there.
You know why?
And I was like, that's so weird that that didn't even cross my mind.
Okay, that's bad because I don't have any stickers, but if I did, I would put it on my board. I'm fresh out.
No, I put it on there because it kind of was born out of the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was like, at one point, it was just going to be nothing but the After Disaster sticker. It's going to be the After Disaster board. And I got to tell you, I skate on every break now during Loveline. I go out there for my four-minute breaks, tool around. It's a good time. I like talking to the guard, saying hi. I talk to the wife on the phone. I fall. She hears it. I get up. I grab. I collect my phone. My knee is bleeding profusely. And the wife, Jillian, just, are you fucking kidding me? She goes, are you serious? I'm like, I was kidding. And she sees the cut leg like 2 days later.
No, she goes, wait, what? I wasn't kidding. I was skidding on my knee.
Oh,
yeah, that's a tough one.
So here's what I was getting to. When you guys showed up tonight, right? Because this is the first time that we've all three of us have had boards together. Mm-hmm. It's so much more fun.
Not the last time.
To skate in a pack.
Every time
skate
I skate
in a pack, it's so much fun.
Every time I skate by myself, I'm like, this will be a lot more fun with friends.
It's bonding out there.
When I ride down the street and I see, like, I literally see 12-year-olds skating out in their driveway, I'm like, go the other way, go the other way, go the other way. I look like a bitch.
It's much more fun because it's like showing up somewhere with, like, a snow cone and you feel guilty eating it in front of other people, but when everyone's got one, it's cool.
That's a weird...
That's very odd that you go to snow cone.
It's like this, Tyler. I'll put it in terms you can understand. What? We all show up to the teen party at that restaurant private room with booze.
So I was thinking about this when I was...
And we didn't bring our own teens.
I Instagrammed that photo the other day of me of skating this, that empty lot.
Right.
Yeah.
And...
Did you Instagram it, bro? Did you get a lot of likes?
I IG'd it, bro. But what's funny is if you're not skating or doing some sort of like sport thing, as an adult, you don't fall very often.
No,
like,
I know. That's what I was saying.
You don't land on the ground in asphalt.
I felt
at
alive.
Any point.
I felt alive. Like that's
I've fallen like 7 times in the last 3 days.
A few times.
Which is way more than I've fallen probably in 3 years.
Like it occurred to me like 4 or 5 years ago. I'm like, I haven't had a skidded knee in a long. I think I talked about it on the show. When I was growing up, I always had both knees, usually both elbows.
And I don't want to exaggerate and say it was more than once a month,
statement.
But it was at least once a month. This is a guy who skateboarded every single day,
I
so I was
teeth.
Always on it.
Are you talking about your third person?
No,
third
this
person?
Very distinct feeling of your head hitting cement
oh,
and
yeah.
the, ringing
the ringing
and
yeah,
the cold.
Yeah.
Oh. Just
wait, you hit your head?
I haven't done it yet.
No,
me neither.
But when I was a kid, I probably did it once a month.
No, when it happens now, we're like,
you're fucked.
Go home and go to bed.
It's going to be a bad time.
You might as well fucking sign your will right there.
Not quite that
you keep
bad.
It on you, don't
not,
you?
You're not going to be a genius anymore.
Probably. I fell yesterday, and I was just laying on the blacktop. I was like,
"You're tall too."
This is a strange feeling. I haven't just been like laying in an empty lot
back
on the ground
how
in a long
would
time.
We feel if we were all wearing equipment and helmets.
We'll like find out when we go to the when we go.
I
want to
get one of those bubble
land.
Suits.
What's what? It?
Like a bubble?
Skate
I can't
lab.
Go to
we'll
skate,
go to
skate
lab.
Lab.
Why not?
I'm not 30.
When you get your fake ID,
you have to be 30.
Oh my god!
Do I have to get a skate lab?
That place that the guy sent us, the skate park is for 30 and older.
Yeah. No, Simi Valley? No.
Do you think I can pull it off?
Yeah, you can.
I'll just lower my voice.
It's not the check ID. We'll
just send him a link
here,
to the
I'm here to
disaster.
Skate. Hey, so I was on.
I'm here to fall on your property.
I work with Sex with Emily quite often, as you know. And like she just tonight produced a couple shows with her. And I was, essentially co-hosting with her, talking a lot. And every time my podcast come up, I always go straight to the film vault. And she actually gets mad because she's a fan of the After Disaster. She listens and she enjoys it. And
she loved our live show. Like,
and she showed up at the live show. And she's like, why don't you like to promote the After Disaster? I'm like,
we don't need it.
Yeah, we're not that show. Yeah,
we're not that
makes
show.
It impure.
Two words.
Makes it impure.
Two words. Sold out.
Actually, I said because it doesn't make money and the film vault does. So
that's a good reason.
You know what emboldens me is I still about every now and then get a little... Bling, bling, in my Gmail that someone bought the live show, which means people are catching up and then purchasing the live show.
Oh, yeah.
Which they're dumb because they could just get it for free.
Don't be mean and say they're dumb. That's very nice
they're
of them to
dumb.
Purchase.
I owe both of you guys like $30, by the way.
Sweet!
Wait a disclose everything.
What?
Hey, all right, we're going on
just
a gondola
just cut me
ride.
Off a lock of Lauren's hair.
We're going on a gondola ride.
That's weird to say.
I don't know.
Can
sorry.
You get away? Can you get away December 12th, Friday night? Maybe bring the Terra?
I wish you guys
can.
Could see the weird head movement the mic's doing.
Are you going on a gondola ride with us?
It sounds
awesome. It's going to be great.
In Venice?
No, fuck Venice. Naples. Here's the thing a lot of people don't realize. Here's the thing a lot of people don't realize. All right, everyone knows Venice, right? Venice, Italy. Most people know Venice, California, right?
Yes.
Which was a
both
huge
for suckers.
Disaster. Huge disaster. Yeah. A guy, I believe, was it Abbott Kinney? Somebody like that.
Something like
that. Some kind of engineer, dude. And he was trying to recreate the canals in Venice, Italy.
He actually wasn't an engineer. He was just a guy, he was like a carnival guy.
He was
guy
like digging
almost.
Ditches or something.
He wanted it to be, he bought all that property to make this crazy
canals.
Recreation,
yeah.
But some of it's still there.
Back in the day, like,
wouldn't it have worked if they just dug it all the way out to the ocean?
It totally worked. It was the population boom, and they didn't. And it was
it didn't recycle properly, so there was a lot of stagnant water and mosquitoes and raw sewage and whatnot. So it didn't work out, and they filled in most of the canals. There's still a few left, but all of Venice, California, a lot of people don't realize, was canals. Like, I mean, you had to have like a boat to get around them.
Really?
Back in the day, it's pretty sweet. Now that guy figured out his problems, figured out his issues, figured out what he did wrong, moved down the coast to Long Beach, made this place called Naples. Same thing, but it all works, and it's beautiful.
I've never even heard of it.
I know! It's a little secret, and you can take gondola rides down there, and we're doing it.
How many people go in a gondola?
84.
Why am I?
It's a Viking boat.
Will you mark that?
If it's the four of you, are they going to fit six people?
Yeah, they got gondola. It's the biggest gondola fleet west of Mississippi.
we need a fleet of something.
And they have gondolas that allow 15 people. 15 people on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long is that gondola?
Is it 15 people with one guy still rowing? Because that sucks for that guy.
It's one guy rowing.
It's like a strong man.
He has a motor, probably.
It's really impressive what they can do, too. Like, he was telling me all about how he had got trained and like how he comes within an inch. And he showed me. He's like, they have to do like a three-point turn under the bridge. And I was like scared. I'm like, dude, we're going to destroy this.
Well, you were already on it?
I did it with Jill's. It was a gift to me a few months ago, and that while we were there, they told us about the holiday. You got to go down during the holiday because all of the houses, every single house is different too. Every single house is different on the canal.
Sounds good.
Really cool.
Sounds good.
Completely deck them out with lights and whatnot for the holidays.
How much?
We'll discuss it off.
Skateboards.
But what was I going to say? I was going somewhere.
I like that. I like that.
But,
I didn't know there was a place called Naples, though.
Naples, yeah. It's Naples and Long Beach. Yeah, that's right.
Long Beach has a lot of sweet shit.
Gangbangers.
So apparently these gondola guys are supposed to sing to you as well, right? And when I was...
Are you trying to compete with my podcast with Dr. Drew?
Well, the moon hits your eye.
I thought that was a real singer, actually.
Pizza pie, it's amore.
How? What now?
What?
Compete with you?
What?
You're trying to compete with the live show where Dr. Drew and I are having a sing-off?
Oh.
This might not yield anything good, but I found this Yelp review of the gondola rides, which I found very informative, hilarious, and I hate this man so much, and I would like to read it to you all.
Mm, please do.
Yeah.
But can I play music?
I'm not finding it. Sorry. It's not finding.
Then while he was raping me with the oar, my...
No, it's not how it goes, Michael. Nope, I don't have it, guys. God damn it.
It was a beautiful night.
Hey.
I asked if they had any cheese.
Ask
they
disaster,
said
you're on.
No.
What's up? Turn up the phones there. Ta-ta. Way to go.
Is that Dr. Drew?
It might have been.
Call him again?
No, I'm done. I'm done.
I'm asleep.
That's what we're
doing. I don't have time for this.
So as I've talked about before. Oh, I found it. Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, this fucker's name is Evan C. People in this day and age have become so goddamn cunty.
Yeah.
Excuse my language.
Yeah. What?
I'm
he
sorry.
Said cunty?
I did.
He said it?
No, I did, because I'm calling him that.
Oh.
If you're going to leave a review.
I thought that's how his
give your
review
fucking
started.
Name. Be a man about it a little bit. Give your name.
So here's his review of his lovely. What? Why can't I get to it?
Oh, my God.
It's loading, it's loading, it's loading. What the? It's not showing me his full review. This is the worst part of the show in the history of shows.
Can you summarize it?
No, I can't. I have to read it word for word. Oh, I found it. Okay, here we go. Evan C. is his name. He's got 45 friends. He's done 51 reviews. 7 months ago, he wrote about Gondolo more.
Right now, I want to tell you I hate this guy. Mm-hmm. He's done 51 reviews. Get a fucking life.
He has
you
more
loser.
Reviews than friends.
Get
7 months ago.
Get a fucking life.
That's upsetting.
Gondolo Moors, he wrote. He gave him 3 stars.
Out of 5?
I thought that it was 1. He might have changed this, actually. I turned my brother onto him because my brother loves like cunty people like this. So my brother follows him now and reads all his stuff and thinks it's hilarious behind his back. All right, so he writes this. My wife and I went to celebrate our one-year anniversary. Our experience was overall positive until the very end. It was extremely difficult to find this place. The directions given to me were specific, I ended up only being moderately helpful. I had to call back multiple times. It took us about 15 minutes to find the gondola, in case you're having some blah, 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 and then tells you what to get. Okay. One of the important details you must know is that this gondola ride is not on the Venice Canals! Our gondola, all capitals, that's just our gondolier was John. He was a nice man, and we even got to meet his wife. Anyways, to make a long story short, we enjoyed our ride, and he was very courteous. I'm telling you guys, it's going somewhere, okay? Keep up with it.
That sounds terrible so far.
The only thing I didn't like was the fact that he only sang about half of our trip. He sang maybe 5 songs total, and there was even a few extended silences where I... Tyler!
What?
Where there was no music and no singing. When I asked him how many other people he took out that day, he mentioned that there were only 2. So I don't think it was his voice was exasperated or something like that. I was very disappointed that he didn't sing more. I had to even ask him kindly to sing at one point because we had gone about 10 minutes with no music. First of all, it's not music.
How
it's
do
singing.
You just turn around to a man and say,
God damn, that would make me so uncomfortable.
Can you sing?
He's a grown man.
The guy singing to me would make me uncomfortable, but me actually going, can you sing?
Sing to me and my wife some more?
And then when we stop, can you dance? It's my 1-year anniversary. I've got nothing to talk to my wife about, so total stranger, sing to me.
Here's where things got kind of hairy. Tyler, we got to settle with that music. Got to settle down with it. When we disembarked, there was a very uncomfortable exchange where he was clearly asking for a tip. I felt very pressured. All capitals. because he only sang about half the ride, I didn't feel inclined to tip him very much. I gave him 5, and he reminded me that the tip should be 15%.
That's uncomfortable.
I didn't mean to be a cheapskate. Well, he's a customer who's like going, excuse me, sir, can you sing some more?
But the guy said, that should be 15%.
Well, it should be if you're dealing with a little fuck.
Yeah, but you don't say it. You just grin and bear it.
I didn't mean to be a cheapskate, but I paid $140 for the gondola ride. It's not as if the experience was a free one.
Wait, real quick, I'm out.
This is a different company. When I told him I'd rather not tip him more, he retorted, you got a nice ride. When I asked him what he meant, he repeated himself. It was very uncomfortable. I asked him how much of the 140 goes to him. He said 20. I was shocked that he would get so little of the proceeds. I'm not familiar with the gondola yacht rental business, but seems like he's not getting enough. Either he was lying to me or really doesn't get much of that at this point. At this point, I could either hold up. So he gave him 20. So I gave him 20 on top of the 5. I give him already. I wish John and his wife all the best, but I never am coming back to this because he did not sing enough.
Oh, dear.
I was disappointed by how little he sang and because of the way he pressured me to tip him.
Let me just make it clear right now, if there's any gondoliers out there listening, I'll pay you to not sing. I'd rather sit in silence.
Jillian and I, when we went, we had a gondolier who did not sing at all. He just talked to us and told us like cool facts and stuff. They'll do what you want.
That's
you know
fine.
I mean? We were douchey. We had a little cheese, a little wine.
You ever go to that Michelli's, that place on Ventura? The waiters sing there. They sing opera. And
well, they do it at CNO's, too.
It's very uncomfortable.
CNO's, everyone sings, like, on the half hour or on the hour.
But it's weird when they're bringing your food, and then the guy just stands there and belts out a song. And you're like, am I supposed to just take money out every time?
Do you, like, make eye contact? I don't know what to do. Diana, I love her. She sang to me for my birthday that one time when she was here on the program. It was exceptionally uncomfortable. I think I checked out.
Totally uncomfortable.
Didn't know what to do. Speaking of which, hi, Diana, if you're listening to this, I got to call you soon. We're going to talk about the next film. Pretty excited. It's coming along pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need a kid, though. I need an 11-year-old. Were there any 11-year-olds at your teen building tonight?
Like 3.
Were they drunk?
They're 2 years away from the teen building, though.
And a shirtless 11-year-old boy. Shirtless 11-year-old
boy. That's a weird quote to isolate from this show.
I'm posting it all over like Facebook and Craigslist.
That's so much worse. Chris Hansen's going to be your front door. Mr. Anderson.
11-year-old.
I have your Facebook post here.
Shirtless boy.
Maybe I need a boy with hard nipples.
Must be dirty and have tail.
Maybe you could find a skinny chick that's had a double mastectomy.
Do kids still have tails? Do you think I can do a fake tail on a kid?
You talking about a real tail?
No, like the hair thing.
Like a rat tail?
They still do that.
Yeah, like a rat tail.
Yeah, you can't just say tail. People with vestigial tails might show up.
Inland Empire probably find someone with that.
I'll pay for the gas.
Can you imagine that awkward moment where a kid shows up because you think he has a tail, and then you're like, wait, you don't have a tail? He pulls his pants down.
Improvised a whole new film all of a sudden.
I'm not really posting those things, guys. Come on.
Yeah, I know, because you don't use...
I'm using code words.
I'm trying to figure out a way that we can actually have a drinking teen building party.
This is weird for you to say.
You brought it up.
Nope.
So.
It just seems like it'd be fun for us to all go into like a private room with a bunch of booze.
We are in a private room.
With a bunch of teens.
Literally the first 70 episodes of the show were us in a private room with booze.
I don't know. Maybe it's a midlife crisis.
Why do you want the teens? Let the teens be, okay?
Everyone was at least 24.
Ugh.
There was no shirtless boys with nipples, Anderson. And then no one had rat tails. I'm very sorry.
Did you find an office?
Can you turn up the phone there, buddy?
Ooh.
Turn the phone.
You find an office?
Hello there. Hello? Hello there.
Hello.
Hello there?
Oh, no. The dog fell over.
Hello there.
The dog fell over?
Hello?
Hey there. How are you? Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello? Hello.
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 Hello, Wheezies.
What was I saying? What were we saying? Before the phone interrupted.
Did you find an office?
Oh, I found an office, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, my actor, one of my main actors. I got four main actors, but he's not too pleased because it's so far away from where he lives.
Oh, no.
How far?
Yeah, it's Malibu. He lives in, like, Studio City.
Oh, my God. It's like crybaby. That's like seven miles.
Nah, it's going to be like an hour.
No.
What? Yeah.
No. It's deep Malibu. Deep Malibu, bruh.
Go up to
I have to go to one of the prettiest places in the world.
Look,
oh,
this is
no.
The guy who's actually an actor. He gets scale. He's doing my movie for free. He doesn't even know me. He likes the script that much. He's a great guy, and he's rehearsing for me, and he's driving all the way the fuck out to Malibu on the weekend.
Does
when he has a kid and a family. So
name
I appreciate it.
Rhyme with Crom Booze.
No. Dolly is now wandering around the studio. Now, maybe you have an answer for me on this one, Mikey. Ty, I doubt you do.
I have seven answers.
I've told you many times that I sleep with the sleep machine on, which I plug into my big speaker thing.
It is the most terrifying sound.
Very loud.
Well,
it sounds like
audio thing, right?
Poltergeist is breaking out in Anderson's bedroom.
Not the mask. I have a very loud speaker playing very loud.
It's just static.
Yeah,
it's horrific.
So I can't hear the dogs when they bark at every little noise. I can't hear the rotund out front skipping
it
rope.
It sounds like LAX is landing in your bedroom.
It sounds like
is she really?
And it's super loud.
And Jillian's fine with that?
She has one on her side. We both have it. And then what's beautiful is I wake up, I set the alarm so that it just stops. And that's how I wake up. So instead of waking up with...
That's
loud
bizarre.
Noise, I wake up with silence.
You wake up to
nice.
Just bone silence.
It's quite nice.
The opposite.
But what else?
When there's construction happening outside, he just sleeps right through
I slept right through. They repaved my entire street.
No,
both sides.
No. Don't pee. No.
Anderson, don't pee. Oh, damn it.
The
Anderson.
Dog just completely let loose.
She did not let loose.
She released her entire bladder.
Sheet rider pissing in studios.
Stan's going to be blamed. So.
Yep.
One of the problems with that system, we'll get her out to pee too. We should wrap this up soon.
Probably. I will. I'll take her for a walk.
You should take her for a skate.
I did already. Nah.
Did you put her on it?
No, I had her. Like she was running with a leash, and I almost crossed paths with her, and it was very dangerous.
Stan hates the skateboard. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay, so the sleep machine.
My cats don't like it either.
One of the problems with the sleep machine is every time the phone rings, it also cuts out.
The cops are always coming to your door and telling you to keep it down.
You can't hear it from the front yard. You can't hear it.
No fucking way.
Yeah. When people have knocked on my door, like service people that come by to like deal with stuff, like they seem a little bit distressed. But every time someone calls me, and lately I've been staying up later and later and sleeping later and later, so I've been getting up at like 1 lately, which is not good.
Oh, dear.
Going to bed at like 6.
Hey, you skip breakfast and lunch. It's great. Yeah, just the dinner-only diet.
But when people call, it also cuts out, and that wakes me up. I had a call the other day, and it woke me up, and I thought it might have been something important because I was expecting a call. I look. Who was it that called me? Me.
Alarm?
No, it's an Anderson. My name. And it was my phone number. And it called me like at 1:22.
Was it one of those applications where somebody can...
I don't know.
Yeah, there's an app.
I think you Did you call yourself from
no,
like a
I was
parallel,
asleep.
Parallel
no.
universe?
That's what I'm saying. No. I just saw Interstellar and I'm thinking
there's a
oh,
number.
Spoiler.
There's a number. There's an app. There's a website you can go to and you can call through it and you can put in anybody's number and anybody's name and that's how it shows up when the call goes through.
But who would do that to me? No one would do that to me.
I would.
Someone would.
Who would?
Someone would.
Who would do that?
Well, Mike's the one who knows what the website
what
is.
Have you seen this one that somebody just called me with yesterday to show me and then I took a picture
nope.
of her phone
who
to
would,
get the number?
How would he have seen that?
Where you can call somebody and it'll go straight to voicemail every time.
Oh,
never.
I like that. Yeah, I've heard
oh,
about
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I've done that
got
before.
Got the number, yeah.
So, and that's, then they just
it's called slide dial.
And then you pick which numbers you want that to happen to?
I don't know how it worked, but I have it. I'll
wait,
show.
So if somebody calls you, like let's say somebody I don't want to talk to calls me.
No, you... You call somebody.
I want this. I want wherever. Like, let's say
it's
this.
If you don't want to talk to Mike, you can dial it and it'll go straight to his voicemail. You
Here
can
it
leave
is.
Your message. You can leave your piece.
It's called voicemail direct. That's the number. You call that number. It says enter the number you'd like to call, and you call it.
Oh no!
And it rings, and it just goes directly to voicemail.
Yeah, but then you leave a message, and I'm going to be like calling you right
it's
back. Going, hey, I'm saying
like if you want to give some, if you want to talk to somebody, you or you don't want to talk.
Right,
to
you don't
somebody,
want to talk to,
but you want
to
leave them a message. It's easier. Because there's no chance they're going to pick up because you're going straight
but
to
no
the
But no one
voicemail.
Even listens to messages anymore, right? Isn't
Someone
that the
does.
New thing?
But the other one that I've seen people use is you can put in, like people use it to call themselves or what they put celebrity names in.
Oh, to make it look like they're getting.
Yeah. Or you call somebody and you'll say like, oh, it's so-and-so in.
Cromboos.
But you can put in other numbers and other names.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
it'll
you
show up
that.
On your phone. So somebody was cranking
do that
you
right now. I don't think
anyone's
cranking.
I don't know what
I
don't know what
it once. I think if I answer the phone, I might have got some very pertinent information about my future.
Oh, you should have answered. This story would be a lot better if you'd answered your call from yourself.
But in typical podcast fashion, we wouldn't have talked about
what it. What if
it
was
now.
You calling yourself from like episode 300? We're going to call myself in the past.
I'd be like, I miss Mike a lot. See, look at there it is.
In episode 300, we have to call ourselves or yourself.
There it is.
Yeah.
And the people at home enjoyed this.
That's your number.
Part of the show.
My number. 11:45. I called myself on Saturday.
It's kind of creepy.
It is very creepy. I'm scared of myself, and it's a weird feeling. It's a weird feeling to be scared of yourself.
You probably would have been a little frightened if you answered it.
I would have. Honestly, like, if I was like, let's say I had just woken up. And like I was about to get in the shower or something, I saw the call coming in. It would have been one of those vertigo things where like it's kind of like slowly zooming in.
Yeah. You know what would be great is you – hello? Hey, what's up? Who is this? Dude, seriously. Who is this? And then they hang up and you hang up. And then you look at it later after you're up. And it was from you. The voice sounded –
No, the voice on the other end just goes, you should be a supermarket when you grow up.
Yeah.
Wait, this is a weird one. This is a weird one.
I got to be honest. If your dad somehow gets like Ralph's carved into his belly someday, I'm going
to
be telling the
cops. Not to be weird, but you just got an email right now called Interstellar Thoughts.
No, really?
I sort of got just point that out.
Yeah, a lot of listeners want me to email directly to them my thought, even though my scathing review is on all the Film Vault sites and you know, Facebooks and my sites and
all the
yeah,
Film
there's
Vault
an AndersonBryan.com
sites?
And there's a Facebook site and my site AndersonCallen.com and I'm over there making jokes about how bad the movie was. Yeah. I saw 70mm print. You see that? You go over see that? Interstellar.
I didn't see Interstellar, but I've seen a 70mm print before.
Yeah. What was it?
It was
adding nothing to the program. You're actually detracting.
It will make some noises. It'll be enjoyable.
Maybe it was bigger than 70mm. It was 2001.
Yeah, 70mm at the Egyptian?
No, it was when they played it that one day of the year. And it was Tara and I went. It was like a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. Saw some listeners. John Reynolds was there.
I went and saw it.
Was it Gravity with Cromboos?
I saw
it was 2001.
I saw 70mm print
in Anaheim.
Of 2001 at the Egyptian in Hollywood. I want to say 14 years ago, 15 years ago. And Malcolm McDowell showed up at the end. And he gave a little talk, and it was really great. It was odd because he wasn't in 2001.
Did he
but
wear
he wasn't
his Planet of the Apes suit?
I know it's Malcolm McDowell, not Roddy McDowell.
I know.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I'm really bummed, guys. My knee hurts, and I can't skate.
Why does your
knee
hurt?
You can't, is that why you're not skating?
Yeah, I can't skate that. Well, I was skating with you. But, like, here's something kind of weird and cool when you're getting older, guys. All right? Don't always think that it's because of your activity, okay? Because my knee was killing me the exact same way it is right now, about a week before I got my skateboard. And I remember thinking, thank
God. It was
the
anticipation pains.
It's not hurting after I got the skateboard because I would blame it on the skateboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's the exact same pain. It has nothing to do with skating, even though I did eat
there's
shit.
There's a couple of, do you think couple it's cause of you're things old on me bitch. That are sore, like my arch supports and my feet.
My toe has the biggest blister on
really?
It.
Really? From
yeah.
skateboarding?
Yeah.
You puss.
Gotta
get some Dr. Scholl's.
What?
You gotta get some Dr.
The right, hardest so, part for me is pushing off and not losing balance pushing.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you push. I think We'll get that. I think that'll come back. It's not like riding a bike. I was talking to Catherwood about it the other day. And riding a skateboard is not, it's like relearning all the way over again.
You know what's terrible is like yesterday I was skating. I was like, oh, I feel pretty dead. I'm going to show up at the After Disaster and they're going to be like, damn, Tyler can fucking skate. Practice. And then I got out there tonight and I was like, I look like a fucking
well,
asshole.
You're drunk.
That's true.
Hey, speaking of the riding a bike thing, I haven't been on a bike in 15, 20 years.
You should ride mine.
And, oh, dude, we should get bikes.
Listen, I'm in. Let's go. I pulled out my old mountain bike down at my dad's like maybe 8 months ago.
Was this before? Okay. It was long before.
And I was like, you know, I'm going to start riding this thing. I'm going to bring it up to LA and start riding
nephew.
It. And I pulled it out and I went around the block once and have not being on a bike for realistically 18, 19 years.
Yeah.
Not once.
Right.
It was fucking hairy and uncomfortable.
What? Really?
What?
I was on a mountain bike and he lives at the beach and I cruised down to this.
It was
block.
Exhilarating. I got on a bike for the first time in like 15, 20 years. I'm
I
like,
went,
how
I
have I not been doing
every
this?
Every time I turned out onto the street, I'm like, oh my God, here comes a car. Oh shit, car.
You were just in a weird mood.
It is 1,000 times safer feeling than a skateboard.
Oh no, absolutely. Because when I crash on the bike, it's not going to go out into the street.
How often do you crash on a bike?
I'm just saying when I do. On the skateboard, every time I almost lose my balance, I'm like, is this going into that old lady? Is it going into that person with a walker? Is it going into that kid? Is it going into fucking Laurel Canyon?
And that's embarrassing at our age. We're like,
oh, yeah, we're chasers.
The G-spot stands for Grafenberg.
Mm.
The Grafenberg spot.
Mm.
Am I hitting your Grafenberg there? Does that feel good in your Grafenberg?
That doesn't work at all.
No,
that's not a sexy name.
Especially when you find out where girls squirt from and you find out that it comes from the Barthlin clans.
Ah!
Yeah, Christ, stop squirting, please. It was hot a second ago.
I said the weirdest thing during sex.
Please tell me.
I just changed my mind.
You can't say, I used to have the weirdest thing during sex.
I
next
know.
Topic.
Dead, I said the strangest thing.
Dead serious, not, I swear on my life, a little bit trying to be funny, but really not going for a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And it was happening. Sex was happening.
Right.
And I went,
it was happening.
I said, we should come up with our GWAR names. She's like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, he tweeted this.
You mentioned that right now?
Wait, you didn't want to talk about it, but you tweeted it?
Yeah, Mike,
yeah,
what's
but
wrong
I
with you?
I said it was like a long time ago. Maybe it was.
Why GWAR names? That's kind of odd.
How uninterested.
I wanted to go see GWAR Wednesday night
how
and I didn't go.
Did they play?
In the sex
they played
radio,
a
House you said
of Blues.
GWAR.
Yeah.
Wait, how do they do it without Odorous?
They have two new singers. They have a man and a woman.
Is
and
the chick
woman,
still in there?
Yes, she's great because she has the,
have a crush
the costume is the fake tits. The chick mm-hmm. that was in the Dykes or the Lesbos, that band.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
yeah.
happening?
She like yeah. looked like Pris a little bit. She'd have the black makeup across her eyes.
Yes.
Yes.
But she's got the fake prosthetic tits with the nipples like cut off, but they're covered in like the leather bands.
Uh-huh.
So you can just see the scars and the with the blood running down her tits.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
You said tits a lot.
War
like
is awesome.
Yeah, seconds.
I didn't know. Why did they not play
did
Festival
see,
Supreme?
Did you see what's that song, Pet Shop Boys song that they did? They covered. It's great.
They Thanks. Cover everything. They covered my favorite Ween song.
Which
I
one?
I just got Birthday Boy. I discovered that online not too long ago.
Wow.
It's not very good.
Okay, now I'm bummed because I would have gone with you to see GWAR in a heartbeat because I couldn't
Boy.
Talk her into it. And then I was in Vegas the next
Damn it,
night.
I would have. How were they not playing Festival Supreme?
Well, I was in Vegas on Friday and they were there on Friday. And one of our listeners asked me if I was going and I said no. And he's like, well, you really should.
Did he say it like that? Was
he said,
text?
You really should.
You
wouldn't
really
be sorry.
Should go.
And then he said, it's very important that you see GWAR as much as you possibly can.
Have I'm you like, seen GWAR?
Never.
Oh, I used to see him all the time. I'd see him probably yeah. like once every 3 months. Yeah. I still have like an old shirt that's just covered in blood and like they used to bring syringes out and it would just say AIDS on it. It was like in the mid-90s. Like when the AIDS epidemic was really serious and horrific. And they would just have this giant syringe and it just said AIDS and they would just squirt it all over the crowd. Oh, God, they're hilarious. I love GWAR. They did
now,
a great,
I'm really bummed we didn't go now.
They did a great. They have a great NWA like cover, but they don't do covers because they actually change the words too. Well, that's not true with the Birthday Boy song.
So they just steal melodies.
Yeah, a lot of time. Here's a little something.
Now I'm really bummed we didn't go see GWAR.
Well,
who knows
sure
when they're going to be back around
again.
I could just play it.
No, it's not the same. If you just play some GWAR, oh, That song, yeah. Would you do? I thought you were saying that we don't have to go see them live because you could just.
No, you asshole.
All right.
I'm trying to find the listeners. He has a podcast called Two Teas in a Pod, and I'm trying to figure out.
I think
literally promoting other podcasts.
I think he was wearing a Gwar shirt the night of our live show.
He said he came down to do a little research, a little recon to see how our live show went.
I just totally slipped on his name, and I'm really bummed about it.
What's the name of the prison?
The after disaster.
Alcatraz?
The prison street design guy, Aiden? Aiden, the guy that sent us all the boards. Aiden,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Aiden. Aiden, I'd like to let you know that since you took the liberty to send us all boards, I thought it would be rude not to put that board to use, so I got it grip taped.
It looks great.
Bought a couple trucks.
It looks sexy as fuck.
I don't know why Tyler's saying it that way. Lascivious.
I wanted to let him know.
But
all
the
teens at my thing liked it.
So I have two sticks. And it's pretty great.
What was the NWA Gwar song called?
I don't know, dude.
What?
I don't know the name of songs, Tyler. I have other things in my head, like movie titles and directors that directed them. I think I can figure it out pretty quick. This is the part of the
Travis.
Show.
His name is Travis.
All right.
That's what he said. Yeah, you should have. She would have thanked you afterwards.
No, he said, yeah, you should have.
It's like you force a child to ride Space Mountain. Everyone should see Gwar every chance they get.
The Salamanizer.
The new singer is Blothar. He mentioned that too.
Salamanizer. A Salamanizer. And I was listening to NWA big. This is not it. This is an Allstate commercial.
This is it. How'd you know?
Because I've seen these stupid ads too many times.
Well, you're watching a YouTube video. You must need insurance.
You know what I don't like, but it's how I've been noticing lately, is porn.
What do you not like, Anderson?
Porn is cutting them with, like, actual ads now. Actual ads, like, for insurance and stuff.
I've seen
that
only a couple times, but I saw it just go to a quick ad for, like, a second or two, and then went back. Uh-huh. I see some now that have the floating ad over the porn, and you're like, what?
Here it comes.
Fuck?
Here it comes. Oh, I thought it was right there. Here it comes.
Let's go skate.
Fuck you, this is my gang. And I'm in it. They changed it from gang. Yeah. A little harsh. Kind of deviates from the song, man. Fuck your asshole, rimless. That's a bit much. That's a little bit.
That's a bit rich for my taste.
I remember even
you won't hear that song in church.
15-year-old Anderson watching Gwar, I'd be like, I want to enjoy this, but part of it is kind of making my stomach churn, and I feel like I'm probably going straight to hell if there is such a thing, just for being here.
What is Gwar supposed to mean? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
Is it an acronym?
I don't know.
I don't know. I know what Chud means, but I don't know what Gwar means.
Chud.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I haven't either. I just read the cover.
I've just seen the VHS cover when I used to cruise the mall and check out the VHSs.
That's not what I was talking about. Okay, let's bring it back to Drew for a minute.
Let's
okay,
do it.
Okay. So Drew, he's not happy with all the abuse he's been taking.
I forgot about that, and I didn't realize anyone actually did it.
It's all
did
good
it
fun, though, for
yeah
most part.
Well,
yeah,
well,
they're not that mean.
Some of them weren't good fun.
Some of them.
Some of them... are your boy?
Oh, is he attacking Drew? Oh.
His was like, "I'll find you outside your house."
Easy, jail.
Yeah,
settle down.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
Oh no, seriously.
Yeah, it was uncomfortably threatening.
Yeah. So JLC, come on, you know better than that. But
and some of them were like, "You're being selfish. You're destroying the show." Like, that's not what we wanted you to be like.
Stop trying to break up the average.
Yeah, but not like, yeah, not like you're
yeah
being.
Don't be serious.
I think most of them are in good fun. But Drew's like, yeah, I got to get on the show. I got to, you know, and we were supposed to tonight. But he didn't learn anything from this experience. I mean, tonight he comes in and just immediately goes up to Mike and says, so what are we going to do on stage? We should have a sing-off. I was thinking a sing-off would be good. So he didn't learn shit.
So weird.
But here's the thing that I'm
not doing a sing-off.
You guys should have Bruce and his estranged brother on to introduce
Bruce Buffer,
you.
Bruce Buffer.
He's probably got a cousin or something that does it too.
Here's what I wanted to bring up while he was on the show, and it would be incredibly uncomfortable, and I, you know, I'm going to bring it up here now that he's not on the show.
Even
I will
better
bring it up next week when he's on the show. But you, last week, were saying, you know, Drew's been hitting me up about this a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, right?
Yeah.
So when I was discussing this after the fact, after we had our little out on the After Disaster, and Drew was asking me what it was all about, and he was confused at all these texts he was getting, and I explained it to him.
What texts?
Tweets. I get texts and tweets confused.
We should give his number out and see the text.
Tyler. So Drew says this to me in all seriousness, and I know that I can tell that he, I think he believes it when he says, well, maybe it's just as well because Mike's really been after me about doing this.
It's just as well?
He's like, maybe it's just as well if this thing is killed because, you know, I wasn't really sure about it and Corano's really been after me about doing it.
What does that mean?
That means that Mike is telling us that Drew's after him and Drew's telling me that Mike is after.
Well, you can trust your heart.
I trust you, buddy. I trust you.
Trust your heart.
I do. I know the real deal, but I wanted to bring that up with Drew in here and it would have gotten.
That's funny.
Uncomf.
Because I've been blowing that off for like 4 months, that show. Since we did the live show.
So I think somewhere in Drew's head, he actually sees it that way. But I see it from my own, my you know, he's courting
everyone,
you.
Everyone should talk to Drew, why are you letting Mike down?
You should absolutely start tweeting him. Like, Mike was all set to do it, and you canceled on him.
I already spent money on a non-refundable ticket.
That is true, though, because I dragged my feet on this.
So are we going to do it that night, then, just you and I? Let's do it.
How dare you?
Let's do it. I know how to work the 360 machine.
How dare you?
Yeah.
We could do a show. Tyler can have his little teen building in D.C. You can build some teens over there while we're doing a show for the listeners. For the listeners. Yeah.
Everyone tweet Mike and Anderson and say, how dare you break up the After Disaster?
How do we do this? Can we Skype him in?
Yeah, totally can.
What do we do? It's a conundrum. I want to do a show.
I'm in, except for I had the same problem that I had with the Drew thing.
What?
Is it the tension it'll cause because...
What are you talking about?
If we don't sell any tickets, it's going to cause tension. If we sell out immediately and we're still
Oh, my God.
Out,
oh, how big would my ego boost if you guys sold no tickets? Yeah. Like I would stroll in here the next week. I'd make you both sit in here. Put my feet up fucking on that desk in there. It'd be great.
Yeah, I don't think we should ever do it without a third person.
Yeah, I agree. It's not the actual Mike, mind
your
show? All three of us.
Well, yeah.
With all three of us. You guys did a show together. Remember we used to actually do that. I don't think we even think about doing that anymore. Like, if I was out of town for a week, you guys would do a show.
And yeah, I think we would still do that.
I don't know.
Different.
We haven't done that in a long time.
We haven't
time,
done it in a while.
No one's been gone.
Wow. I think it's different for just like a general like weekly show. Like
Thanksgiving, what's happening?
I'm thinking.
I'm giving.
So
what are you doing?
Let me just clarify this so I can make a decision by the end of this week. You guys do not. There's no way we're doing a New Year's Eve show, right?
I don't see that as a good thing.
Because I might do my podcast New Year's Eve up in the restaurant. And honestly, sell like 30 tickets. Or if I can find if I can find one person to give me $300 and just have dinner with me on New Year's.
What the fuck are you pimping yourself out for?
I'll do a personal one-on-one show with
you.
That
is creepy, dude. Stop it.
Actually, you should do it because I just want
to
hear the stories.
I'm totally not going to do it. But
How many?
And then Dr. Drew is the one, is the bidder.
I can probably get 50 people in there.
50 people?
Yeah.
For 300 each?
No.
I'm interested.
No,
I'm talking 50 people. New Year's Eve, the regular improv tickets are $100 or $125.
I just don't
want to
be that
20.
Far away from my house on New Year's Eve. Honestly.
Hell no.
I just want to like hunker down.
I want to be on my board, my toes to grip tape.
Yes.
Wheels to ground.
Yes.
Bitches nowhere near.
No, I need one of the funniest things, my little buddy John Taliaferro in high school. God, he's a hilarious little fuck. I loved him.
What's he up to?
And he's like, how was your New Year's, John? No, he's like, how was your New Year's, Anderson? I'm like, oh, it was pretty good. How was yours? He's like, it was pretty great. I had a grit in one hand, a beer in the other, and a chick bobbing my schlob. Like, John Taliaferro, you're the best.
That's not the whole
thing. I love that guy.
That's like
3 minutes
of it.
No, but that's what happened when the clock actually struck midnight.
He banged in the New Year.
He was the best. He was like a little guy, like you would never think like chicks would be into him, but he had such a great personality. And he was so funny that
I'm into him just from the story you just said.
Taliaferro.
Let's get him on the show.
I miss you. I haven't talked to that. I haven't even thought of him in like 20 years.
Let's Facebook him.
I think he's on Facebook. I get like little things.
Listeners, tweet him. Say, why is he breaking up the After Disaster?
Ask him what his problem is. Ask him if he's been getting his knob bobbed on New Year's.
Bobbing my schlob.
Oh, what? You like your schlob getting bobbed too much to be on the After Disaster?
He can be the special guest on our
He can get his bob schlobbed while he's doing pod.
He can, yeah. Yeah, he can get his dick.
Oh, my God. Is this
whatever
real?
Happens to it. I don't know.
There's a fucking, I don't know if how you, what you refer to rap groups as, I guess groups, but I always feel very white when I'm like, there's a rap group. But
there's an R&B
or a rap band.
Sons of NWA released straight out of Compton, and it's called DNA, Sons of NWA. Serious Pimp Records. And apparently, these are sons of Dr. Dre, Eazy-E.
Do you really think they're sons?
Who knows?
Because I think they're it's like a parody.
Everyone tweet.
No, it says the, the sons of Dr. Dre and Eazy-E have finally put out some music together to honor their father's NWA legacy. Almost 6 months after running a cover
story. To honor
story,
their legacy, we're just stealing their songs.
And try to make money, because we have nothing.
All right, the show I think is, I think it's done.
Yeah. D-U-N, done.
You were a very smart child. You had a very high IQ.
You're stupid.
Behind you.
You're stupid, son.
So what's going to happen? Are you going to go back to Corona dinner next Sunday? Or
I already decided no, and then I realized I have to because I got some mail coming in this week that I got to pick up.
Like, it's mighty big of you, son, to come by after that display last week of ignorance.
I'm going to go down there and try to not get into a fight. And I'm ashamed of what I did. I'm embarrassed.
Hey, man, you should enjoy it. And I'm not trying to get like sanctimonious here, but you should enjoy the fact you can actually go and see your entire family together.
I know.
Because I can't do that. I miss that so
much. I'm embarrassed by how I acted and by the fact that I sort of exploded for no reason when everybody was kind of being lighthearted about it, and then I just lost my cool. I'm very embarrassed by that.
Hey, I got some family business to take care of. Since we're airing it out, let's do it! Alicia, how are you, honey?
Oh, dear.
I got a little sister named Alicia. She listens to the program. She supports me. She's a great, great woman in many ways. Mm-hmm. I love her very much dearly. She's my sister. 10 years my junior. She's very, so that makes her 15.
Is this the one that was on Cult of Corona?
This is the one that was on Cult of Corona?
Or is that Ashley?
What's Cult of... Oh, no. They were both. They were both in my film. Ashley and Alicia, both in my film.
Alicia was there with her husband.
Yeah. She was the one, Alicia was the one that was, her name was Electra, and she was on her husband's shoulders grabbing an orange. She was part of that line. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, Alicia, I need your help on this, guys. Okay, I probably should not be airing this out here, but why not? Love you, Lisa.
I probably shouldn't, but why not?
So,
I'm all for any reason for us to vote to delete the whole thing.
Alicia's married.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into any more details, but she's married. She's pregnant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And she didn't tell me.
Apparently, I don't like the way Mike said I didn't know that.
Apparently she let my brother know by emailing him. She let me know by not letting me know by... My mom was having lunch with me a few weeks ago, and my mom, like I said, hey, is it all right if I tell Andy that you're pregnant? And and her response was, yeah, I guess so. So I found out, probably about a month ago now, right? I found out. And I found out from my mom, secondhand. And I have not sent her a text, because I think it's inappropriate. I have not seen her, so I haven't been able to say anything. And evidently, apparently, Alicia, very upset with me. Very hurt. She's very angered by me. And every time my name comes up, she walks out of the room. Says my mom.
You were upset with her, and now she's upset with you.
I wasn't really upset with her. I just don't.
You were hurt.
Wait, why is she mad at you?
Because I haven't given her the congratulatory text.
But
or
she
like,
didn't
hey.
Tell you.
Plus, it's not that big a deal to get pregnant. It's not. I don't think people should be congratulated for getting an STD that can grow up and talk. That's what pregnancy is.
Precious way of putting it.
I think the thing you congratulate people about is congratulations for getting out of my way and the. In the line for good times and fun in life.
Jesus. What? Cynical ass view of life.
Wait. Congratulations for what?
I get pregnant. What I'm telling you, I expect you to congratulate me for being out of the game of challenging you.
What?
Because you're no longer a factor. You're no longer in the game. Yeah.
What kind of congratulations? What kind of congratulations is that?
I'd say congratulations to you, Alicia, for making the decision to get out of the game, to stop being competition.
That's like
competition.
That's like if your brother moves out of state saying, congratulations on moving and you got a new house, that's great because now there's one less car on the road.
Well, technically you can congratulate him for leaving more...
The kid's going to grow up and drive, guys.
More pussy available for
you. Oh, hey, what? Am I talking to my little sister? What about my baby sister?
Sorry.
All right. But yeah, isn't that... So well, who should give here?
Maybe she's doing a noble thing by bringing a life into this world and right. raising it to the mm-hmm. best of her abilities.
Yeah. I'm sure she will do all that.
So yeah. that's what warrants congratulation.
I think
now,
it's...
just he put his penis in me, and all of a sudden now I'm like, whoa, what happened?
How about I congratulate her once it's born?
When it's 18.
Once it's born, and it has all 10 fingers, 10 toes, and it's not, you know... some kind of heart defect on the outside of the body or something. I'm like, hey, congratulations. Then I'll say congratulations.
It's not. It's alive. How about that? If it doesn't or after go travel through the bushes and kill somebody.
I think.
Sorry, Alicia.
I think if I was you, I'd err on the side of being the person that when you talk to your nephew, you can be like, yeah, I congratulate your mother on you.
That's not a thing that people talk about. Hey, nephew, I congratulate you. I told my one nephew, Tristan, I told him, I'm like, hey, I'm kind
of happy. How many nephews am I going to have to delete names of on this podcast?
I only have one nephew, and I don't care.
Wow. Sorry, Tristan.
I've told Tristan. I'm like, hey, did I tell him?
Uncle
I plan on telling
Uncle
him that
Anderson,
I told his
I
mom
to
report him when I found out. I'm like, you should get an abortion. You're only like 19.
Uncle Anderson, can I talk to you about something that's bothering me? I got into a fight at school, and the teacher made me apologize. Well, once I congratulated your mother for having you.
You know what we should do in honor of all this?
Call her right
the
now.
Program, we should play a little Butthole Surfer song. The opening of Lotus Techno.
We just played the last song.
Abortion.
We played the last song.
Hey, can I say something first?
No, we need to play one more song because this is right on what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We'll play it outside when we're skating.
No, we got to play it for the listeners.
Hey,
if anyone gives
a flying F.
That's fine for those of you.
I'll do it next week.
No, come on. What?
No, I don't want to.
You want to sell tickets. Go ahead.
No, I uploaded basically like an album's worth of songs.
Oh, this is good. This is good, especially because you got $50, so you should be doing it. Locust Abortion Technician is, I think, what it's called.
They're cassette demos from the 90s, and they're on my website, mycorona.com. Yes, $5 for 14 songs.
Nice.
Some of them are really terrible.
That's a good-ass deal. That's like less than 50 cents a song.
Right, once they go on iTunes, I'm pulling them off of there.
How would I forget that name?
Anderson.
Sweet Loaf, you got to play before we leave.
Anderson, you just text her, say congrats.
No, I'll see her Thanksgiving. I'll tell her, like a human being. That's right around the corner. And I'll be like, hey, good to see you.
A long time.
2 weeks. Congratulations. And she'll probably be showing by then. And I can hug her. I just don't like the idea of texting. Plus, she didn't tell me herself.
You know,
to my mom.
This is what I'm saying.
Text her right now.
You text her.
If you have my sister's number, I'm going to be furious.
You text her and you say, well, if he doesn't have her number, but he has her measurements. You text her.
They're changing because she's pregnant.
Oh.
They're changing.
Hey, congrats. I didn't tell you.
Would you just play Sweet Loaf for me, please? Sweet Loaf. Play it. It's so great. It's a great. And we'll end the song. Well, in the show with the song, God, I used to jam out to this song.
You say, like, congrats, but I was waiting to tell you in person, but you never told me.
It? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to say, because that's the truth.
No, but you text her and make her feel bad.
Oh, no, she's going to hear this. And hi, Alicia, I love you, honey, but that's what's going on. All right, you can tell me. Like a big girl, you can tell
me
in person.
Yeah, so now you don't have to do anything, because it's on this episode.
Locust Abortion Technician, Sweet Loaf, we're hearing it now. This is a... hypothetical conversation.
I just turn around and Guar playing Carry On My Wayward Son is playing, which is terrifying.
Sweet Loaf is the name of the song you're looking up.
I don't have her Facebook.
You should. I don't think she's on Facebook. Actually, she might be. I don't know. Very religious, my sister. I don't know where that came from.
But your dad and I are Facebook friends.
What? Wouldn't be shocking. God, my dad would have loved Facebook back in the day. How many likes did I get today? How many likes?
When I called that chubby kid off grocery store.
Here we go. This is a conversation between a father and an aborted child. Here we go. It's actually quite groovy. It's a good song. Takes a little while to fade in. Takes a little bit here.
Apparently.
It's not a good
happening.
Way to end the show.
Do you have it in four?
Guar.
Do you have it in four?
Yeah, I got it in four, bro.
God, I used to crank to this song. You're not familiar with Locust Abortion Technician?
Yeah, this used to actually get radio play for some reason.
I didn't realize... how inappropriate this is after talking about my sister's.
Wait, am I playing Sweet Loaf or
no?
Locust?
Sweet Loaf, you're good. This is it. Daddy, yes, son. Here it comes. I haven't heard this in a while. It takes a while for it to get there. Goddamn you, bastards!
We are all such weird people.
No, but old surfers are. But we enjoy them. They also have a song called "Cunts" on here, which is a side B, third track of "Cunts." KUNTZ.
Here's the. Everyone, here please enjoy the radio edit of "Cunts."
All right, here it comes. Daddy.
I like these strings.
Daddy. Yes, son.
What does regret mean?
Well, son,
A funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her...
Crank it.
Satan! Satan! Satan!
God, this is a great song. Great song. It really is. I'm in the same thing as Will, though, that I always bother. You ever seen the Butthole Surfer's Life?
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying. Terrifying. First time I ever saw him, the guitar player, he had like a watermelon on his head with the eye holes cut out. Actual watermelon with eye holes cut out. Holding a shotgun.
I was going to tell you that story. I saw them come out with a shotgun and pointed at the audience.
And they had three, I've told this before, they had three projectors playing simultaneously. One was like porn, one was like open heart surgery, and one was war.
They opened for Nirvana.
Are they like self-aware?
Yeah, very.
That sounds like trying really hard.
Gibby Haynes is awesome. Don't fuck with Gibby. Alright. I think Gibby's a lot better. He's actually at the Festival of Supreme. I didn't get to see him though because the wife wanted to go home early. Alright.
You guys ready to end the show? I'm sorry.
You guys want to hit that cul-de-sac, bro?
He sleeps. Alright. This is one of the worst shows. Actually, last week's show was awful.
Last week's show sucked my ass. A lot of regrets.
Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you? What's the deal?
Save the show.
Hey, how are you? What if it's Drew? Drink three cups of coffee to stay up.
I've disliked everything I've heard.
Hello.
I don't like that laugh at all.
Hello.
Put us in one so he can hear us, would you? Would you do that for me? Hey, buddy, how are you? How are things?
You?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. So what caused you to dial this number tonight?
Nothing really.
That's weird. That's a weird reason to do it.
Yeah, I'm 18. I started dating this.
Oh, Jesus.
Were you with Tyler earlier at the teen building? Yeah, you started dating the girl. You get some?
Yeah, about 5 months ago.
Okay.
She gets some of that sweet boon time.
But I don't know. Just kind of bugged me that. Just recently found out how many guys she's been with.
Oh, no. How many? Five, six?
I think it's like closer to eight, and I was with them last, like, 5-6 months before I got with her.
Very active young lady. Yeah, that's
I think that's great.
You think it's great that she was with, like, eight dudes in 6 months?
No, I don't.
Did you ever have eight guys and then she chose you? So it's like you win.
Of course, I've had that problem. I've been jealous.
It's the worst when you get like fixated on the number. I used to really get crazy with it. I knew all their names by heart. I knew every single. I knew too much about them.
Yeah, it's not. You know,
this goes away. You know what? This is always the case with the girl that's not right. Usually, I think that the girl that's right or more right, you're not. This isn't going to bother you.
Well, it should never come up.
No, it should never come up. But she. Brought it up.
Ugh.
We were talking and it got brought up somehow.
Isn't it kind of easy to find out nowadays though? Like if you just like look at your girlfriend's like
easy.
Facebook
it's
and you can, kinda, you can kind of track.
Just check your girlfriend's Wikipedia. I'll tell you how many people she banged.
For I boned him or boned her.
No, but you look at her Facebook timeline, you're going to see different guys over the years.
Yeah, that's
and be
true.
Like,
good point.
This
good
guy's
point.
Looking at her like he's banged her. You can tell by the look in the
digging
eyes.
Digging those tits.
I just think I think that's the number is something you just keep to yourself.
Did she tell you? She told you? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants out. Move on.
Yeah.
What number is she for you?
What?
What number is she for you?
I think I'm like number 10.
Oh, well, you're number 10, what number is she for you?
Oh, she's like my third.
Dude, no, you're lying. There's something wrong with that because you took way too long. Listen, go out, get your number up.
Get your schlob
no
down.
Benefit to it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Get someone to
really
bob your knob.
Feel good about yourself.
Bob your knob with a grit in your hand.
Fill that hole. Fill that void.
Wait, which hole?
With strange vagi. That's my new one. Vagi.
And also listen to the After Disaster.
Yeah, you should listen to After Disaster. And also Sweet Loaf by Butthole Surfers. All right, we got to go. Good night, man. Things will get better.
How confused is that guy about what just happened to him?
I wanted to ask him how many black guys she slept with.
Why?
Yeah, some people find that more disturbing.
Well, I guess we have something for Blacker Disaster 2. We have an audio clip for Avery to pull.
Do you think this is a thing? Like, there's a team of dudes. One's got a little dick. The other one's got, like, a normal-sized dick. And
yeah,
normal-sized dick, they're good friends. Good friends.
The end.
Normal-sized dick guy, he always wants to be, like, thought of as, like, big dick guy. But he can't be because he doesn't have a big dick.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is, like, they'll find a girl, kind of like In the Company of Men. They'll find a target, send little dick guy in there first.
You seem to have put a lot of thought
into this. Send little dick guy in there first. He dates her, and then they break up. And then normal-sized dick guy.
And he thinks he's huge.
And now he's, like, huge guy.
That's a lot of work to do to benefit one dude.
I bet. Well, it benefits little dick dude guy, too, because he gets to you know.
But he would have anyway, because they did the work for him to get laid already.
I don't like anything.
I don't like this. I don't like this team.
Hey,
this
everybody, tweet big dick guys and let them know that they're breaking apart the effort.
All right, so what should people tweet, Drew?
They're tweeting at Mike.
Why'd you let Mike down? He was so excited.
Yeah, you're tweeting Drew about why'd you let Mike down. You're tweeting, I don't know.
Daddy? Yes, son. Great song. All right, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Human Cannibal's pretty good.
Oh, and by the way, Skate Mongo.
Tyler, don't try to make that a
thing. That's
a
thing. Oh, wait. Did you guys know about mall grabbing?
No, what is that?
Apparently, we shouldn't do that.
I don't know what it is.
That's when you carry your skateboard by the trucks. Apparently, that's not cool, which I feel bad about because that's the best way to carry a skateboard.
That's totally the easy way to carry it.
If you Google mall grab, everyone's like, posers, mall grabbing, and all this shit. Like, oh, they got to look cool and show the bottom of their board.
If they're posing, you know who they're posing as? Us, because we're the original mall grabbers.
Yeah.
We're grabbing
mall pabbers.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't need some fucking 18-year-old telling
me
how to
hold
a fucking skateboard.
I noticed the kids, like, they grab it by the nose or they hold it underneath their arm like it's a surfboard. Fuck yourselves! There's a truck on there. It's for skating
handle.
And it's for handling. Yes.
Yeah.
God, it feels good to hold it by the truck.
It looks like Anderson's yelling into a submarine command station in the 20s.
No one understands what you're saying.
He looks like he's negotiating.
He has one headphone ear up to his head, and then he's yelling into a separate microphone.
Are you a Wikipedia guy that can go on there and re-edit that?
Re-edit what?
The mall grabbing?
And make it a Paul.
And say, according to the After Disaster, very popular sold-out podcast, they claim this is idiotic.
Everyone, please update the Wikipedia of mall grab.
Dude, mall grab only.
Everyone go and update the skateboard entry on Wikipedia to talk
grab.
About how
talk
the resurgence
about how mall
is responsible
is
for
the only
our
way
podcast.
To hold your skateboard.
Good night.
Mall grab.
All grab and skate mongo.
Hashtag mall grab.
Nice. Social media.
What should I hashtag it?
Oh my God, too many cooks. Do you guys like too many cooks?
Did she pee?
We'll get a clean.
I don't think so. She squatted down. Looks like she's going to
biz. Too many cooks.
I've never seen her do that inside before.
It takes a lot to make a stew.
Golly,
I've been just all in last year too.